Blog Talk Radio.
Carrie.
Hey, girl.
Hey. You with me?
Happy Mojo Monday.
Happy Mojo Monday. Welcome back, everybody. Had a couple little technical difficulties, but we're on track. So how's your Monday going so far, friend?
Fantastic. It is gorgeous out. Amazing day. How about you?
That it is. Awesome. Yeah, I'm looking at this beautiful day thinking I'm going to do some beach time later on. Definitely.
Nice. Yep, I hit the water myself.
Yeah. So we got a great topic today, and looking forward to it, just how we stay grounded with prayer and meditation, how it helps us and to achieve just so many, you know, different awarenesses.
Absolutely, and it becomes to that place where you get so connected to that energy that you realize you don't want to live anywhere else. You know, you realize you don't want to live a life that you lived before you had those tools. I was just reflecting there, I was outside this morning, looking at the beauty outside and just connecting to earth, and I thought about it. I thought about what life was like before I knew how to do that. I knew what I was doing when I would go exploring when I was young and get out in nature, but I didn't know how to do it when I couldn't. I didn't know how to do it when I was in my house with my family and things were going on. I didn't know how to do it in school, you know. But now I know how to do it, whether I can be out in nature or not. You know, and that is, I think that's a huge thing for people, because I think a lot of people don't know how to do that or even understand the value and the importance of it. You know, they just understand that they feel a little chaotic and off balance.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I myself, I mean, Hello?
Hey. Lost you there for
a
second.
Yeah, so I just had to go to a place where, you know, where I just had to do my own little meditations and get away from some people. I had to definitely ground because I felt the negative just starting to drain me, and I wasn't going to get my drain, or I could choose to just fix everything.
Yeah, you get to that place. It's interesting because when I finally started formally meditating was when I really started to hit, it started to hit for me, you know, what the mind does and how it might be about other people, but the minute we make it about us, that's us. That's our energy, you know, and it is really possible carry that place of peace around with you regardless of what's going on. And as you do that more and more, you naturally gravitate to the more peaceful situation. And you do have to deal with situations that have, you know, energy at different times in the world. You have to live in the world. But you don't have to be of it. You don't have to be of the energy. You know, you can be there and feel the energy, but you don't have to become that energy ever. You know, it's your choice. And learning how to do that. And everyone has, like, a different way, you know. But it's funny that everything comes back that I learn, different spiritual modalities, different spiritual things. People talk about meditation because, truthfully, calming your mind, you know, centering in yourself and learning the difference between the voices that you want to listen to and the energies that you want to become, that is a crucial it's a crucial tool. It's a crucial practice to develop the awarenesses, you know, and develop your own consciousness of what you want in creating, you know, manifesting your life by your choice, you know, by your conscious choices.
Absolutely. And going on from there, I mean, there's so many different examples we could give all day long, you know, work.
Right.
With work yesterday and, you know, situations sometimes. You know, a lot of it sometimes isn't in our control, but we can take the control. Certain situations that happen, but it's all in our perception of it and our choices of how we, are we going to let it take over our day and control our thoughts, or are we going to rise above, you know, rise the occasion and rise above it? I choose to rise above it because, you know, for many years, I mean, before getting the lesson and learning, you know, I don't have to live like this. I just kept proving over and over again. It takes practice. It's not something that, you know, people have to see for themselves. You can tell people, but until you actually witness it firsthand, you really don't know. You have to learn from your own experiences, I feel.
Absolutely. And once you start, you'll realize it's interesting. A friend of mine just messaged me last night. I did the meditation. You know, I send them out, constantly send them out to people. Because once you start, it is like you haven't been breathing real oxygen this whole entire time. And once you start breathing real oxygen. Like you start breathing oxygen into your body, start breathing real life force into your body. You really connect to the flow. You're not just bouncing around aimlessly. You understand that there is a conscious connection all the time. And we choose, whether we're aware of it or not, to deconnect from that. You know, and people think they're victims, but truthfully, they are in control. They just don't know how yet.
Right.
And take that step, you know, taking that initiative to make a change in your life. And we'll, you know, I'll offer some books that really helped me, you know, before this call is over today, and things that I've used. And everyone has different ones. You know, it doesn't matter which teacher you use. It doesn't matter which book it is. If you meditate by walking around the block and you truly meditate, you know, there's a difference between walking around the block and looking at all the homes and seeing what's going on. You know, meditation is that idea of the stillness and breathing with your body and letting the thoughts come and letting them go. You know, really just being, you know, the art of being. And when you learn to be that and carry that in your world, you transform moments that are stressful into moments of offering love and being that energy, you know, because at the basis of it all, that's really what it's about, you know, being love, being that positive force of light and creation in our lives and knowing how to manifest that and shine it out. And until you can do that on your own, that's why meditation is powerful. If you can't sit there and feel that by yourself, you know, no wonder you go out in the world and get overwhelmed by everybody else's energy. You know, until you start creating your own force and your own energy, you're constantly being affected by outside because you're constantly looking out instead of in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's you know, I call it like taking accountability, too, for your holding yourself accountable, too, for letting, you know, allowing. Or willing to admit that we allow some of these things to happen to us.
Right.
You know, it's up to recognize and make the change, or at least, if not, try to find somebody maybe that, you know, a close friend or somebody you can talk to about it, because holding it in, believe me, holding it in does not help. It just creates unnecessary, you know, havoc or stress in your life that just draws in negative things, which you certainly don't want. And it also, you know, that also is a big factor in, you know, adding on to health problems as well that come in, because one thing leads to another, and then it keeps piling up, and you're not really cleaning up what you think, you know, you haven't touched in a while is actually still lingering there.
Yeah, absolutely, because when we don't transform the energy, it becomes a part of us. And any time you justify something that's happened to you and you retaliate, like you act out in that energy, you've recreated the energy that just came to you. And that's karma. You know, you will have to justify that at some point. You know, and that's what it's about. Every time you transmute energy, and I believe this, I was told this one time and I really believe this, the energy we send out in the universe comes home to us. It comes home. So, you know, anything you do, it might not catch up to you right away. You know, so when something happens, a good way to say it is to look at that other person and think, I've been that person before. You know, I've been this, and I can love that energy. You know, you can love it. And that ties into our first show of loving yourself. Because when you love yourself, you start to do you want to do these things because you want to be living a life full of love, full of positive energy, full of happiness, full of joy. But when you're full of that real quality, you don't walk around judging everybody else and getting upset, trying to throw back energy at them. You know, that's a false sense of security. That's a false sense of love, a false sense of ego. And to really, truly say you want to be loved, you want to be a life full of positive energy, you want to have a life that you design, that you feel strong in, it takes the discipline to say, okay, I need to work on me first. You know, that's that accountability you talked about. It goes back to yourself. When you work on you, and I don't even like to say work, you know, when you give yourself the gift of learning who you are, you know, of learning how much you let ego take over your life. You know, every spiritual person you talk to that I would say spiritually evolved, that I would say spiritually discipline themselves. They sit with themselves and they face ego fearlessly. You know, and it comes down to that. You say, I want to do this or I want to do that. And everyone probably had a mother, a father that said, which voice are you going to listen to today? You know, which choice are you going to make? And it's really that simple. You know, but you can do it in love. It doesn't have to be a harsh, nasty thing, you know, because that doesn't work either. You know, learning to sit with yourself. And when thoughts come up, you don't battle yourself. You know, you breathe in and you let it go like the clouds rolling by you, you know, and you love it. And when you can do that with yourself, chances are when someone cuts you off when you're driving, you can say a prayer for that person and put light around. Here's an interesting moment. Last night I was meeting a friend for sushi after a beautiful day. We went to the spiritual camp and to service and had amazing meditations and just met beautiful people. And I'm driving with her, following her, and these people jumped out right after her. And we're talking a busy 436 in Orlando road. And they jumped right out in front of me. And thankfully, I was so aware that I could swerve around them, you know. But that's that moment, you know. And I thought, you know, I instantly put light around them. And I thought, wow, they might not even know how close it was, you know. And I think we live that way. You know, when we're battling our minds, we're unconscious. You know, we're unconscious of what we're stepping out into in life because we're so in our brains. You know, we're so in ego. And meditation really often that chance to have that connection, because how many times, Lori, have you been in conscious connection and it saved you from stuff you couldn't even see coming? Like, obviously they could have seen me coming if they looked, but you know, some that you can see unless you're really still and something inside you says this is happening, this is going to happen, and you just follow it, you trust it.
Right.
You know, that's that inner voice. But if you're not practicing stillness, that inner voice isn't as loud as ego. You know, it's not going to scream at you because it's love. It's gentle. You know, it's that peaceful
feeling. Yeah, you're
feeling.
Right. You're absolutely right. And just, you know, I've been following my inner voice. My inner voice has helped me in so many ways. I mean, you've seen the growth and changes just over the last 4 years, have you not? I mean, just being kind of...
For sure.
I mean, I noticed things, but there's a lot of other things that have been noticed that I wasn't really aware of that's been brought to my attention by friends on the outside. And I'm like, well, that's because this is, you know, I just made different choices. I just went in a different direction. Because when you continue to do the same thing and you're looking, and we talked about this in the last show or two, you know, basically the definition of insanity.
Right.
You know, doing the same thing, and wondering why things aren't changing. Listening, just staying still and doing the meditation, listening to the inner voice coming in, and always that intuition has always been very strong anyways. I just went with it. You know, I lifted the fears is what I did, because that's what a lot of us carry. You know, a lot of the block is fear.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people aren't aware or willing to admit. We're human. All of us have it. And it's just, you know, trusting. And the breathing thing is very, very, very important. And it's funny because somebody that had read for me in Orlando that kept coming out, breathe, breathe. And I had another friend kept saying, breathe. I'm like, okay, I think I get the message. I got five people telling me to breathe here. So that don't know, you know, they all live in different states. It's pretty funny. So I hear you. Breathing.
I'm breathing. Yeah, I love that you brought it, because truthfully, I like to simplify things because it, you know, it's true, you can. You know, we complicate things. If it's not love, it's fear. And ego is fear. And
yeah.
Like, same that, you know, when you really start working with yourself, you're going to really notice how many things are tied into being afraid. You know, and that's anger, control, greed, manipulation, all that fear. An underlying sense of security. You know, an underlying sense of, I don't know what's going to happen, so I got to do this. And truthfully, that's what meditation teaches you, to just be out in space, be with nothing, you know, be with the uncertainty. Because only in the uncertainty can you create. Because if everything's shaped for you, you have no creation, you have no new. You have no idea of thing evolving or expanding, and that the universe is expansion. Nothing is stagnant. And when we cling to that, you know, sense of security and sense of, you know, this staticness has to stay this way, you know, you are stopping your own growth, and life doesn't work that way. And that's why people have these breakdowns and, you know, start having these panic attacks and everything, because their life is moving. Life is never going to stop because you're afraid to move, and you need to learn to move with life, you know. And learning to quiet that voice that tells you you can't is, you know, this is life or death stuff. You know, this is growing or dying stuff that we're talking about today. And you're going to see, and it's been happening more. We're seeing a lot more people on medications now and things, probably than ever, because really things are shifting and their senses are opening up. People that haven't even been realizing it, they've been shutting off so much in the dark that they don't let themselves think about it. But it's happening regardless. So those of us that are so these things, I can tell you that any day of the week, I have 4 or 5 books that I'm reading of teachers that I've grown to trust and I honor, and I still read them every day. You know, even if it's just a little bit, it brings me back to what I know is true. Because I know, like a person, it's easy to get out there and forget. You know, it's easy to go out and forget what my purpose is, what I want to do, what my goals are, you know, what my dreams are. Dream. What makes me happy, you know, but until I figured that out, you know, I could be out there and I could be upset for no reason, you know, because something didn't work out the way that I wanted it to work out, you know, and learning to be soft and learning to let life be flexible, because, you know, one door closes, one more opens, you know, and it's really true. And if we learn to rejoice in that, you know, if we learn to rejoice in the uncertainty, because that means we can create whatever we want. You know, if it was limited, then it would be pretty much like a prison sentence, because you would know what was coming. But the fact that you don't is what makes life beautiful, because then you have all of the power to make it whatever you want. But you can only do that through the knowledge of that, through your awareness is actually a better word to use. The awareness of that, you know, awareness that you really do create your world and your life. And it's funny because it's really true. You don't even have to know somebody that long. You talk to them for a couple minutes and you know where they're at, because you can hear where they're stuck by their language.
Yes.
And you can hear where someone's at just by the language they use. And that's one of my big things. You know, that's another tool, is learning to listen how you speak. And that's something I've been working at over the last few years. And it was, you know, once I saw it and really started listening to myself, I was like, wow, it's funny how you can be practicing for a long time, and then you get to that new level of awareness, like, wow, what am I saying out to the universe? You know, when you say, I am, you say, I am angry, you know, you're telling the universe that you're going to get more stuff that's going to help you be angry, because the universe says, well, that's what she wants.
Absolutely, and it's a form of manifestation, yeah.
Yeah, totally. You know, or I am, I'm just not even going to say anymore, because I don't want to mojo anything else.
Right, no, you know, I hear you.
Yeah. But anytime you say that, you know, listen, you know, start, for our listeners, start listening to yourself. Start listening to things you're saying to other people, you know. And the only way you really, truly, and it goes back to the same thing, anytime you can listen, it's from learning to meditate, learning to be still.
Yeah, you're right on about that. And, you know, I talk to a lot of clients through the week, and I tell them, because they'll bring in, you know, the down self-talk or bring in that energy, and I stop them like, well, listen to what you're saying, and you have to really be careful because words are energy, and you have to, you know, I help people 5-6 days of the week, and I get the same questions, and it's pretty much the same thing, and well, the words, they're never gonna, I can't, you know, the can't, won't, don't, well, you're not going to, because that's what you're creating, and that's what I have to, that's what I'm trying to, and from my own experiences as well, I mean, we've all dealt with it at one time or another in our lives. Some cases are worse than others. It's because they just don't know better, or the awareness is not there, and raising that awareness, and we're all here for purpose and reason, you know, I believe it's to help others. And there's things that they see that sometimes we can't, and there's a lot of things. It's just give and take. But mostly giving is...
So true.
Mm-hmm. Putting that out there, we're taking callers. The number is 713-955-0599. To anybody that's interested in calling, has any questions or wants to comment on our topic today, the lines are open.
And it's funny, it's something I noticed, you know, as we're speaking, and you realize you're always going to run into stuff. You know, that's the nature of life. I think, and I've been guilty of this too, that at some point you're just going to reach this perfection and it's, you know, going to be all that you desire. And that's ego still, you know, because when you have that place of peace within yourself, it doesn't matter what you run into, you have that place of peace within yourself. You know, you still have that beautiful energy within you. You learn to embrace things and you learn whether to make it yours or not. And it's interesting when you realize how whiny you can be, you know, like when we come into stuff, instead of just trusting the flow. Like now when things happen that I thoroughly have thought was going to happen, I go, okay, I get still, you know, be in the present moment, feel your heart, embrace the next moment without an agenda. Trust that you've done, if you know you're doing what you need to do, it's all going to work out. You know, it's going to work out the way it's supposed to work out, because your divine consciousness is listening to you. You know, it's planting seeds. It's creating for you. You releasing and really allowing that to flow. When you get involved, that's when you're stopping it. Like you're stopping it because you're becoming the same force coming out at you. You know, you become that same energy. And really learning to relax into the flow, you know, to let life flow through you. You know, that's the difference. That's really when you see a shift occur in your life. You know, because the more you're getting upset and aggressive in your life, you know, for things not working out, you know, how much do you hear that? Like, things aren't working out in my life, well, and it's like, well, are you not accepting your life? You know, are you not flowing with your life and working with your life, within your life? You know, are you against life? You know, because when people really have that mindset, like a lot of people feel life is against me. How many times do you hear that? You know, people feel that. And I know it. I mean, I can see it in them. And it's like life is working through you. Life is working for you. But when you realize what you're putting out there, that's when you realize you're putting that energy out there. You know, you're creating that force against yourself. And perhaps, you know, and I do believe it happens early on. You know, we all have different levels of challenge that we come into this world to face that we chose. I believe that. You know, I believe we chose exactly what we're walking right now. And I think we have free will at any time to work within that realm. But you asked to be here, or you wouldn't be here, I believe that. And that goes back to your accountability. But once you learn, once you become of the age and you're listening to the universe, because the universe has told you from the beginning how to work your life, how to live your life, you know, how to be love and energy. But most of us are taught to learn from the people around us more, which is actually opposite. You know, you need to learn from inside, an inside source. Because when you seek life inside of yourself first and love inside of yourself first, that's when you really live. You know, that's when you live, because you live from a sense of giving. You live from a sense of being, not seeking. But you shift over. And you know, that's one of my dreams, is to work with children to teach them young this stuff. Because our parents didn't have knowledge. They didn't have this awareness. Mine didn't. I mean, I was taught great things from my mother. You know, I didn't. My dad just couldn't. He wasn't in my life. But, you know, my mother did teach me great things about caring about people, you know, about having a conscience, about having feeling of remorse when you do things wrong to people, you know, a sense of just caring about people. And I'm grateful for that, you know. I'm so grateful that she taught me that. But she also didn't, she didn't understand, too, that we really do create our life, you know. I think she believed you created bad karma in a sense, like, you know, the things you do will come back to you. She put that sense in me. But the idea of your thoughts, you know, what you're really thinking is going to come back to you. You know, whether you're saying it out loud or not. And then when you say it out loud, it's even more of a force. You know, a lot of people, you know, we're not raised to understand these things. You know, we're not raised to have that much accountability for our life. And the idea is that life is just occurring and you got to survive it, kind of ideal. And that's really not accurate in any sense.
Yeah, and a lot of that goes back to, you know, and that's just the taking accountability again, you know, for everything that we say and do, and just take a step. Do you ever just take a step back in the evening, that little bit of downtime after work, you got that little quiet time right before you're going, fall asleep, and you're thinking about your day, and, yeah, I guess I could have, or maybe I shouldn't have said that. And that's bringing in things, and it's just, you think about it, okay, now I know to do this differently. Because I created my day. I walked in there and said that I allowed somebody, you know, to run a space in my head and go there all day. I allowed that. Just as an example.
And it's funny, what I do now, I practice this thing called Ho'oponopono, and then I also do this practice Tonglen in Buddhism, and it's all really the same. That's why I like to throw out different terminologies, because it doesn't matter what it is you're practicing. I believe they're all, if the message is love at the bottom of it, you know, those are the messages I trust. But the idea is, I look back at those moments, like when those awarenesses pop up, those moments of aha, you know, where I see that I was an ego, I can put love around it, situation right away, and I send that person love. I ask for forgiveness, and I send them love. I say, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And when you really start getting to the point where you understand that everyone around you is part of your life, is part of you, you start to see whether you really did anything or not, you put love around them. You know, you put that love around them because you can't see it. They're in the dark. They're in that ego where we've all been. And you empathize, like you have a compassion for them. You know, my Buddhist vows that I take is to be compassionate and try to have an open heart throughout my life, you know, to be there for others. And that's the real service. When you have a compassionate heart and you walk through this life and you are a spiritual warrior, because you've taken the vow to understand that everyone is your family. You know, everyone on this earth is a part of you. And they're trying to learn how to be loved. You know, they're trying to learn how to be okay in themselves. They're trying to find a purpose. You know, and some people are much closer to that than others. You know, and some people create whole universes of, you know, power and struggle and control, and they're lost in that, you know. Those people are lost in that. And then when we get angry or judge them or, you know, hate them to a real degree, you know, we've become that too. We can be very clouded by our own egos in that way, because we miss the fact that you don't ever change an energy by the same energy that created it. You know, you do not resolve a problem the same one that created it. You know, only love and understanding, compassion, will dissolve a situation. And it's so worked in my life. Like at first, oh my gosh, I could think back when I first started reading this. I was in my first psychology class. John, he was amazing teacher, amazing. of course, he studied Kung Fu for 10 years. You know, of course, I manifested that teacher for myself. I was so grateful for him. And I remember when he taught us this out of the book. I love all the stuff he taught us out of the book. I love that he was like, this book's like 100 years behind. I was like, yes, this is going to be the best class. So he gave us a sheet of paper called Radical Forgiveness. And when I read that, I was like, whoa, it was like a smack in the face. And I had already kind of known that this was true. But once you really start to realize how programmed your mind is to be programmed to victimhood, to anger, to a sense of no control, to a sense of helplessness, this radical forgiveness is stating that you create your life. And when things happen to you, it's the universe trying to show you. So you need to forgive that person, whether it seems like they're doing something wrong to you. They're the ones that they're at fault. The minute you forgive them and you love them and you start sending them that energy, it will change. It will shift. And I was like, really? You know, and it took a long time to wrap my head around that. I started practicing it. I didn't believe it right away because the part I wanted to believe it, but the parts of me that needed to practice it, that's why I needed to practice, because it wasn't a light switch. You know, we are programmed, so that's where the practice comes into play, you know, because you can read it and say, wow, that makes sense. But inside you're like, no, it doesn't, because you've been trained forever not to know that that's true.
Right.
So I started practicing it, and now, I mean, I have had extreme cases of practicing that, you know, to the point where it's with your family and people you really love and things that you've designed your whole feeling of who you are around. And that breaks through things to show you that, why do I design myself around anybody? I am unique. I am me. You know, you are your own person. You are your own universe. You start practicing these things, you start to see that. You know, you start to see that's where that fear comes into play. Because why do you wrap everything that you are around another person? You know, that isn't love. You know, that isn't what we're here to do. And when people hurt you, it doesn't have to break apart your fragments of life or how much you're connected to your life. You know, you can love them. You can help them out of that. Not even by saying a word. You can just send them love and light. Because if you're doing that, I guarantee you're not sending them negative energy. You're not calling and saying nasty things. It stops you from doing the things that you hear people talk about that they wish they never did. You know, you start practicing those things. Because if you have any kind of awareness and connection to yourself, you lash out to somebody, you feel bad after. You know, you have that hangover. You're like, why did I do that? You know, that sense of dread, you know, that sense of pain in your heart. And hopefully you do, because if you don't, then you really have to practice even more. So that's even to the extent that you've numbed, you know, your heart. You've numbed your consciousness to someone else's suffering. And those people, I think, you know, when that shooting happened in Connecticut, the first person I started praying for was him, then his family, because I thought, wow, you have to be that shut off from your soul to do that. You know, I prayed for him. I cried for him because I thought, you know, that's the person that is the most hurt in this whole situation, because those souls will rise and go where they need. You know, they're pure. His soul is still stuck here, you know. And he's only created a deeper place to get out of.
He created his own hell.
Yeah. And that, I mean, that's an extreme example, but that's what we're doing when we don't rise out and choose a path of forgiveness, choose a path of love, choose a path of compassion, you know, and really start creating that space for yourself in your life. It's so funny, we could talk about this, and we never once had to say the word God. It's truly whatever your teaching is, you know, it's that energy of love underneath it all. If you want to call universe, spirit, God, you know, divine intelligence was what a young man said yesterday to me. You know, infinite wisdom, I like to say too, you know. It's the flow.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it's very... How do I want to say it? Life-altering when you try it and you start seeing the results, and just on a mental perception. You know, I mean, I myself, speaking from my own experiences, it's amazing. Because, I mean, I've we've all been there. We're human. I mean, we're all here for purpose and reason. So, but doing that, you know, for allowing those things, a lot of it has to do with upbringing. And a lot of it has to, I mean, a lot of people will use that as you know, playing the blame game, as I call it. But once again, just it's all about us and how we want to, you know, the recognizing it and doing something about it. It's all about the choice. But just from my own actions and just taking a step back and looking, I'm like, wow, it's amazing to see in a very little time, you know, short time. Just staying quiet and keeping your eyes peeled and observing and just seeing the change. I can't even describe it. I feel like there's days where I just felt like I was floating on clouds. Do you know what I mean,
yeah.
Carrie?
Yeah, that was my whole day yesterday. I was just like in another world of just peace, love, and gratefulness. Grateful, because you start to feel grateful. You know, I'm grateful. I think about things like this. And we have so much access to it now. People had to seek,
yeah,
and find teachers, and, you know, they had to work. You want to talk about work. The people that established all of this energy that's out there for us, you know, they worked so hard for us to have this all. And you look around, you know, all you have to do is pick up your computer and start Googling and meditations right there. You go on YouTube, boom, there's a meditation. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't have to get in the car and go anywhere. It's there for you. I'm grateful. You know, I'm grateful to God. I'm grateful to the universe. I'm grateful for all my teachers that were ahead of me and people. But that's my dream is to share that. My dream is available for kids. So they have that too. And, you know, we can all take that to wherever we want, or we can just be grateful that it's there for us in whatever way you want to manifest that in your life. You know, be it through artwork. If you're a chef, you know, whatever you do, you're creating something in your world. Everybody wants to. You know, it's our divine nature. It's who we are. Even if it's somebody that their desire is to make a lot of money and own a lot of companies, they're creating something. You know, they're doing. Your life is about doing. And when you meet people that are really depressed or stuck, it's because they're not doing. And I guarantee you there's a dream inside there that they say, well, I really like to do this, but, and there's always a but after. And it's like, well, the but is why you have depression.
Yeah.
You know, the dream is there. You know, your consciousness has done its job. You're not doing yours, which is to be, to follow yourself, to follow you. And there are many outlets out there for you to learn how. I've been posting on my Facebook about Deepak. I have so much respect for Deepak and Oprah. I love Oprah. I always have. Deepak's amazing.
Yes.
And they do these, you know, quarterly. They put these meditations free on Facebook. I mean, you want to talk about a priceless gift. They put the meditations on there. He has a little discussion after, you know, before and after, to even make them deeper for you, to take them to a deeper place in your consciousness. You can journal on there. You can keep reading, and they leave them available for 5 days, each one, for 21 days. And if you just do that, I have people messaging me different times, you know, family, friends, whomever, you know, my life is this, how can I get started? I say, give yourself the gift and promise yourself to do that every day. And I'm walking the walk because I do it every day, and more than that. I meditate more than once a day, I'm telling you that, you know, because
yes.
I love the feeling. I love the feeling of going back into that source, you know, into that space. Because I realize everything comes from that, you know, and we all have to make that choice. We can all get really busy, you know, and hurried in life and thinking, I got to do effort, you know, working. But if it's not from inside, if it's not an energy creating from within you, I guarantee you it's a false state of security. You know, it's a false state of being. Because we all have heard those stories of people being really rich and losing everything and then killing themselves because they thought that that's all they had. You know, what a tragedy. And,
yes.
You know, anytime we believe that voice in our head and don't do that dream, it's that same kind of idea, not such an extreme thing, but it's true. You gave your power over to something else, and you have the power. You know, we all admire those people that go out and do it, but truthfully we can. You know, we can do that too, and that's why you admire them, but you can. And it's simple. It's a simple idea of starting from where you're at. It's like if you want to lose weight, you just start moving and then you stop eating as much. You know, it's simple. It's hard at first because it's not what you're used to doing. But once you start doing it, you know, then you know. You said you'll feel better and you start to feel it. It's the same thing with meditating. The minute you start and you start quieting that mind, you'll go, wow, gosh, I was in my head all the time, you know. And you'll start wanting to do a little more things that are bringing me more joy. Like, oh, I'm going to go walk on the beach today, you know, instead of watching this TV show. I'm going to go walk around the block. It's beautiful. I'm going to listen to the wind through the trees. Let me try that. Let me listen to some music and clean my house at the same time. You know, you'll, these ideas will come through because you're letting your consciousness come through. You can hear it. You know, the ego isn't so loud anymore. Thank you.
Yeah,
I wake up saying, thank you, God. I wake up because I used to wake up and I would hear the negative voice before I heard the positive voice. It's not that way today for me. I wake up and it's silence. It's like, I'm awake, and I say, thank you. This is going to be an awesome day. You know, that's what I say to myself. I say that. When I get to work, I tell everybody, this is going to be awesome. We're going to have an awesome, awesome night. You know, I put that out there for myself, you know? And then if people are receptive to it, it's going to make them go, yeah, you know, this is going to be awesome. We're all here together. Awesome, you know? That little bit of encouragement, that little bit of positive energy, putting it out, it's so powerful.
But yeah, people don't realize words are energy. That's it.
Yeah, you're right.
Hello?
Did I lose you a little bit? Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. So, sorry about that. I don't know what happened. Yeah, words are definitely energy, and so much very uplifting when you say it's, you know, when you enter a room, there's people, and you're starting your day. And I did that yesterday. I did the same thing. We had a blast. We had a blast. And there's always, you're always going to have challenges. That's what I like to call them, just challenges. But it's all in how we perceive it. And, like, when you walk in and you have this, there's always going to be one in a crowd of 10 that's going to be a little down, and because the awareness isn't there, that's what he's choosing to create, or they're choosing to create. And I just throw in a few positive words when I get around that, and sometimes, you know, definitely have that bubble around me to go in, you know, for a minute, and it depends on how deep it is or how thick that energy is of creation around it, go in there and change it so easily. And I did, and I proved that to myself. It was amazing.
That's so powerful. You know, that feeling, like, share what that feeling's like. Like, that feeling, isn't that the best feeling when you know you've come up against a force? Because we will. Like, sometimes we'll come up to powerful forces. Everybody shares that. Is shared about that. Buddha shared about it. I mean, you can go back. Everyone has faced it. You know, we're not unique in that regard. The ego wants us to think that. But you,
yes.
And then you form it, and then that feeling, like, what'd you feel inside?
What was that?
Like, the feeling, like, what was your feeling like after, like,
oh,
after you re-
oh, make this,
it?
The thing is really, it's hard to describe. All I can tell you is I had a warmth in my chakra area, in my heart and throat chakras. I just felt like a warm feeling because
yeah.
I knew that I helped this person recognize some things that weren't nothing really got said, but you know, I did get a glance and a smile and kind of like a, you know, their way of saying thank you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no problem, you know. It was my pleasure because I like to start off the day just like you did. When I get up in the morning, from the time I get up, I tell myself, okay, today's going to be a beautiful day. I'm very grateful. Just being grateful and thankful. And when you do that and try, you know, it's just a routine for me. I do it every day. I just, because right. I just feel that it's part of me. And it's like I feel... It, if I don't do that, it's like walking outside and you forgot to put your shoes on or something. So I just make sure that I do it every single day and just the feeling I get out of it and then just carry that with me. Because we do have that power to change energies. You know, a lot of us aren't aware of it, but we can. And maybe all that person needed was a little bit of uplifting light in their direction, and that's basically all I did was just say today's going to be an awesome day no matter what, and we're going to have fun, and we're just going to make it a great day. That's it. Let's do it.
Exactly.
It'll be over, you know? And 4 hours later, I had a few challenges that hit me, but I got through it. It was pretty funny, actually. You got to have a sense of humor. So
that's it. Because the minute you have a sense of humor, see, you're not in fear. When you're laughing, you're not afraid of something. You're not. But there's a difference between, like, mock laughter and really laughing because you realize it's funny. Like, it's nothing to be serious about. There's nothing really in life to be really, really seriously angry about. Truthfully, there's not. You know, and when you realize that, it is kind of funny. How many times
do
you give us a...
I chose to get mad years ago. I would get mad, but I didn't realize that because it was my ego, my full ego. I admit it. I mean, and all of us have been there. Some of us are still there. But I chose to go that way. But I couldn't figure out why am I angry? I'm like, so
right.
I don't want to be like this.
Right.
So I would start over, and then, but it does take practice, but it doesn't take that long. I mean, if you do it, it's just make sure you're taking a step back and reevaluating how you felt. That's the best way I can describe it.
Absolutely. I'm going to say some people that helped me when I started out, and my first book that I bought, I was taking a road trip. I was moving to San Francisco, and I stopped in Colorado, and one of my dreams is to go to Boulder, so I made sure I went up to Boulder, and I gravitated to this really beautiful store, and there was a book by Thich Nhat Hanh called Cooling the Flames of Anger, and I had a lot of anger in my life, and it wasn't even that I necessarily lashed out on other people, I had it inside internally, and eventually, if you push me far enough, which usually was pretty far, eventually it would come out, but it's because I had so much pain, so much unforgiveness, you know, and I carried so much burden of fear and pain. So I read that book, and it was the first time, that was my first introduction of looking at people, like our parents especially, that was really profound for me, looking at our parents as injured children and sending them love, looking at yourself as an injured child and sending them love instead of anger, you know, instead of that righteous indignation that we get, you know, trying to see somebody as that hurt person, that lost person, you know, that person that doesn't understand. And that book was really transformative for me and talked about meditation, you know. Thich Nhat Hanh is an amazing author, and that led me on to Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, which is the teacher for Pima Chodron, who I read all the time too. So both of those teachers, amazing. You know, Pima is really easy to read. She just has a way of connecting, you know, to our frailty and the essence of being human, you know. And Shakti Gawain is also really awesome author. And I bring up these ones because these are just, and Deepak, you know, same thing as meditations we've been doing, because they're just going to teach you about love, loving yourself and loving others and compassion. And I think when you start there, everything is possible because you start there and the universe is going to open up for you on all of your senses and all of your gifts and your talents are going to open up. But learning to give yourself that gift of love, because then you can truly give it to somebody else. And we did mention that on Facebook right now. They have those free meditations with Deepak and Oprah. And those meditations opened a whole other door for me. I mean, I've been studying and practicing this stuff for, you know, over 14 years, but each year of my life is a new journey and adventure because I go deeper. You know, there's always something new. And that's because I don't stop practicing, because it really does open up a whole new universe. That's what I realized. the real one, you know, like the real one that is not limited. And, you know, the truth is trust your instincts and reach out and you'll find. I mean, I went into that bookstore and I found Tinan Han that day and I started, you know, and then it's led into different things. But I go all across the board. I mean, I have tarot cards I just picked up yesterday. I just got this book, The Tree of Life, which is, you know, study of magic and all kinds of different things and shamanism, which I totally feel connected to. You know, there's no limit to what you are and what you can express. You know, my Reiki journey has brought so much, and we're going to do a show on that next week. You know, there's so much you can do out there to bring yourself closer to your true self, you know, your authentic self. But it's just that reaching out. Are there some people that really influenced you, Lori?
Yeah, definitely Deepak has, and I've read up on a lot, and I actually got a couple CDs. But just very uplifting and very, very empowering to me. I've seen such a great shift in, overall, just in a lot of the things that I've read with also Pima.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pima's awesome.
You with me? Okay. I thought I lost you. Yeah, there's just a lot of things that have inspired me in that as well. And just there's some things online that I was reading up on. I can't remember her name, but I'll have to share that with you in the next show. But it was really somebody actually from work gave me the website. I'm going to have to give it to you. And it was really inspiring, too, just on just the meditations and just how we, you know, the everyday life living compared to just taking that moment thing and being still and just listening to the inner voice and like, blocking everything else out or, you know, not, or clearing, like doing a clearing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And Louise Hay, her affirmations are incredible. Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer's amazing.
Yeah, Doreen Virtue is really, really powerful, too. She's another one that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And those few right there, just to name a few, I mean, those have really uplifted a lot of things in my life. They've helped me recognize a lot of things. I mean, I knew that they were there. I just didn't know how to explain it, but now I know.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things would happen in my younger years, and I just wouldn't know how to. And I've talked to you a lot about it, you know. Not everything, but most of it, and just you absolutely know where I'm coming from.
Yeah. We learned to use those roots, you know, those beginnings as transformative. They're really the catapults that rocket us to spirituality. And that is the key. And every one of those authors that we shared, Gary Zukav, The Seed of the Soul, I mean, all those people, everything you're going to read is going to say the same thing. That's what I say. It doesn't matter which one you pick. Do what you resonate to. You know, if you trust you, if you get silent enough and say, okay, which one? You know, which one do you feel guided to? They're going to say that. They're going to say they came from a place of pain and they transformed it into a place of love, and that is their food. You never run out of food because there's always stuff to transform.
Yeah. Eckhart Bodine is another one that really was very empowering. Are you familiar with her? Yeah, she's one of my favorites as well.
Yeah, there's really so much. That's why we're blessed and we're lucky that there really is so much out there. It's just making that choice to do something different today and say, okay, what am I going to do? You know, am I going to do something a little different?
I believe she turned 70 this year, as a matter of fact. I believe it was her. She celebrated her 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Echo. You're amazing. Yay.
You know, there's a really good movie called What Sleep Do We Know that's out there. People are movie watchers, or The Shift. I don't know if they call it something different now. When it first came out, I think it was called The Shift by Wayne Dyer, too. People have trouble reading. And then you can just get meditations on CD. You know, you can get all these books on CD. Oh, another one, Miguel Ruiz. is amazing. And the four agreements and the mastery of love, you know, the mastery of love is a great book. It's funny, I went to visit a friend and she's still having problems. And I had bought her that book and she had never even read it. And she didn't even know I had a message in there for her. So when I went to visit her 8 years later, she gives me the book and I open the book to where the message was for her. She's like, I didn't even know it was in there. I'm like, because you haven't read the book yet. I mean, I love moments like that because I'm not laughing at her pain. I'm laughing at the human predicament of the fact that we run in circles and we don't ever stop sometimes. You know, we don't stop and realize that we're just running in the circle and we can choose to stop. You know, we can choose to do something different. And you can laugh. You laugh because you used to be the one running in the circle too. And you laugh because you realize you stopped doing it. You did something different. And you realize, you know, the only reason they're in pain still is because they're not doing something different, even though it's right there, even though someone gave them the key. Because the universe is always doing that. That's why I laugh, too, because I realize a lot of times in my life I miss those keys. I miss those people reaching out. And they were. The universe always reaches out for you. It always gives you another door. But if you're staying in ego, you're staying in your own pain, you're not looking. You're not seeing. You're not hearing. You're not listening because you're creating your own hell. Just like the guy we spoke about earlier. You know, you are creating your life each moment, and you have the power to do something different in each moment. And you're blessed because when people wanted to do something different, they had to be like Buddha and leave a palace behind and go far away, find it. But what, ironically, he realized all he had to do was go inside himself the whole time, you know. So thank God for these teachers, you know, thank God for Jesus. He taught us the same thing, you know. We're very blessed.
Oh, yeah. And I can tell you, though, I mean, it's keeping it simple, I mean, and you like to keep it simple as I do. It's you have to be willing to make a slight bit of change because it's not going to just come to you. You have to have the openness and willingness to bring it in, to let it come in. Because a lot of people, you know, even though the books and the meditations are there, just let it in. Just let it flow.
That's right. And what I used to do in the beginning was pray for the willingness. I used to pray for it. I used to pray for, you know, God, help me to keep going. Help me to not give up. Help me to not give up. Help me to not give up on myself. You keep praying, and it will happen, because I've been in those dark places. I mean, I have been in those dark places, and I'm praying and praying. Like, on a sinking ship, everyone's been there, I'm sure. And got a boat. You know, the universe brought me a boat to jump on, a happier, shinier boat. And I was like, okay, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep doing this. So it's always there for you.
Yeah, and we're always going to... Life is, we're going to be tested and thrown, you know, those unexpected, that's just life, and that's just how we choose to deal with it, especially having, you know, raising that awareness. And it's just amazing, though, because just looking at the reactions of people when I see them first, and you as well, Carrie, I mean, you and who you've helped, you know, people I've helped in my life, and just seeing that and just seeing the change and just the uplifting, the glow, and just seeing the look on their face. And it's not like it was. It's just, you can tell they're in a better place. And it just, that right there is giving back. You know, that's giving back when I see the reaction and the happiness and the gratitude and the love that they're showing. To me, that's the biggest gift I could get.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's an awesome feeling. That's like that feeling when you help somebody and they didn't even have to talk to you. I like that. You're just exchanging that gratitude and that appreciation, you know, staying in the flow. I love that. I mean, that is the best feeling of life, you know, because it's love. It's unconditional love. And that is the food of the universe, you know. So awesome. So good to talk with you today, Laura. You're the best.
Yeah, you're awesome. So we got about 5 minutes of the show left, so there's nobody in queue, but I did think this was an awesome topic, and I'm very blessed to be sharing this with you today, Ms. Carey.
Me too, Darlene. It's just a reminder of, it's for yourself, you know, and that's what it comes down to. Simplicity is it's for yourself, because when you are living your authentic life, that's when you really have stuff to share, and you're not afraid anymore, you know, because you're living for that feeling, you know, you're living for that love in yourself and sharing it with people, and it's not a selfish love. You know, when you feed yourself that and you begin, and once you really get a taste for it, you won't want to stop. I mean, if that's your destiny. And I really believe everybody has that destiny. I think everyone's going to get there. You know? And, you know, some of us just heard the calling because I think we're supposed to help other people wake up too. And
yes.
I've learned to not, you know, be tied to it. You just plant seeds and send them love and you let go and pray. But, you know, those are awesome people that we did think about that you can reach out and get the information and start reading or listening to meditations, because there's really unlimited sources out there and inexpensive. Like right now they're free. So Facebook, free. And I think you can just do it. You can sign up through your email too.
Yes. Yes, you can.
You can just Google Tupac and Oprah meditation experience and it would come up. And you could register and they'll send it to your email if you're not on Facebook either. But it's free. You have nothing to lose except your ego.
That's it. I love that. Good stuff. Good stuff. Always good times with you. That's funny. So, and as we're coming to a close, I just wanted to add, if you want to add about next week's show one more time there, Ms. Carey, about what we're going to, the topic and everything for those who are listening.
We're going to be talking about Reiki and the beautiful process and all of its healing properties. And we're going to have beautiful guests, Mindy States and Renee Crow, sharing. They're both Reiki masters, healers, and just amazing people. I'm grateful to call friends. And one of them, it happens to be my sister, which I'm absolutely blessed to say. And Lori also practices Reiki, and so do I. I'm a Reiki master. And Lori's been practicing Reiki with me for a long time. So it's going to be a really awesome show, and it's just another facet and tool that we can use in our life to heal and to spread positive energy and uplifting light. So tune in, and if you have any questions about it or want to get in touch with, I'm sure that's the great thing. It's also out there, and it's accessible now, Reiki. As in the past, they really had to seek it out and travel far, study, so we are very, there's a lot of reasons to feel blessed in this life.
Absolutely. Looking so forward to next week's show. And until then, happy Mojo Monday, everybody.
Happy Mojo Monday,
week.
Girl. Have an awesome week. Make it happen, everybody. Make it happen for yourself. Mojo.
Make it happen. Right. Blessings. Namaste.
Blessings and love. Namaste, dear.